All right, so last week we learned in Tanya that the Baal Tanya was very, very harsh regarding the people who come and bother him with physical stuff. He said that only the Nevi'im had the ability to be able to address that kind of thing, and in our times there's nobody that can do that. And basically, leave me alone. And if you want to talk to me about Inyanim Ruchniyim, that's what I'm here for. But as far as Gashmias goes,
no refrigerator.
No, go some. You know, go fly a kite. That's not what I'm here for. So, I knew just from the conduct of the world that Mevi'etzem Neshazayin, that ultimately, throughout the ages, people have gone to Tzadikim, to Rebbes, to consult with them about all kinds of physical things. I don't know if they've actually talked to them about refrigerators. But, you know, almost until that point. So, I looked around and I found that we'll talk at least about three sources here that deal with the subject. The first one is the Agad Dekala on Resh Ein Gimel. The Agad Dekala is the Bnei Yisrael's Sefer, Tzvi Eli Melech of Dinev, about... it's a Sefer on Chumash. So, if you take a look, let's just start the piece here. On the bottom right-hand column of Resh Ein Gimel, is a piece in Parashas Lech Lecha. Oyeimer. V'yelech Avram kasha dibra elav Hashem, v'yelech itay loit, hakushim mifrasemis. Everybody asks the question. Kan nemar shekvar holach. Here it says that he went already. V'yachach shuv amar v'yikach Avram, v'yetzel leches. And then it says again that they left. If he went already, how did he leave again? Nearly, Shatayr Malamid Lo Adam Das. Torah is teaching us to have seichel about an issue. Dine Kibalti Mirabisenu Agdesha. That's a powerful terminology. Now, he was a disciple of his uncle, of Zidichoyev, and several other tzaddikim. But I received a Kabbalah from my teachers, al inyan hamatmiya eine koraya, something that causes any, what do you call a person who's in, an observer, to wonder. Mashenoeg adova shamayin am, the fact that it's become customary that the public, matridim atzadikim, nudge the life out of the tzaddikim. V'chal echad payrish sichosei lefanav, and everybody comes to pour out their shmuz before him. Binyani iske olam hazeh, dealing with all kinds of matters of this world. Ad kimat, to the point, shereiv hayomim, that most of the person's life, of the tzaddik's life, matridim es a tzaddikim b'iske b'nei odom, the tzaddikim are busy kimat most of the time with people's stuff. And olam hazeh stuff, not spiritual stuff. This is really something wondrous. Why did Hashem do this? The tzaddik gave them to the righteous of the world. Who's their true service is on high. It would be much better for them that they would have the open time to be able to create and unify all kinds of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, to play around in the playground of the higher celestial world. Wouldn't that be much better than being busy with the brands of refrigerators? V'kibalti, so my teachers have taught me that the concept is that tzaddikim keela, that tzaddikim like this, asher asagosim gedoyla, who have these great spiritual heights, great attainments in hasagis, in what they're able to acquire, b'chol yoyim asigim yoyse the kusis baruch, and each and every day they get to know a greater amount about godliness, and each and every day their thirst and their yearning gets stronger and stronger to Hashem, ad kalos nefesh, to the point where they almost expire. V'zeh davar yidua. And everybody knows shaneshama yamalach, that either the neshama or a malach, an angel, imasigim yoisim ikdei yicholtam, if they step outside of the boundary of what they're allowed to attain, yizbatlu mimitziusim, they will cease to exist. Kibizgabe teva chukas hachelik el hakoil, because since the nature is, like we've seen so many times here in Tanya, that the nature of the chelik, of the pot, is to want to reunify with the whole. Therefore, yaretz elav b'tivoy lihiskalo b'chloli, the natural yearning of the neshama is going to be to reunify with the whole. V'ze'inin yedua b'nadav aviyu. That's what happened with Nadav and Aviyu, b'karvasam lefnei Hashem. As they went and brought this carbon lefnei Hashem, they came in too close. Ayin barachayim. But that's how he interprets what happened, that they came in too close. It's al kain, for this reason, me'es Hashem izoyis la tzadikim. This is why the Rebbeinu Shlom does this to the tzadikim. Asher esigu v'igiu l'madrega asher yu kefi shoyish nishmosim, that attained and arrived at a madrega according to their lofty root of their neshama. They have a tremendous yearning. They want to elevate themselves to even higher and deeper places. But the problem is, the result of that will be that they're going to expire like Nadav and Aviyu, and they're going to die. And the Rebbeinu Shlom still wants to enjoy their service in this world. Al kain, for this reason, Sheleach aleihem anoshim, he sends them dudniks. Ha'iskim ba'ilam Hashem ha'ishchem ha'isam ve'asichlam, who people who are very much of this world, who draw them down, and their seichel, where they're forced to wrap their minds around the issues that these people are busy with. Because they have to be able to toil with them in their, whatever they're busy with. But through this, their neshamas will remain in their bodies, b'chol pam, until the Rebbeinu Shalom will send them on their way, ultimately at the end of life. Did I copy the next page? I don't think I copied the next page of the Agudath Kalla, right? No. So he explains that Avram went and he took light with him. Light is the body. So he took light and he made him very heavy with all kinds of acquisitions, with animals, with all kinds of stuff, because that's what kept Avraham Avinu anchored in this world, so that he wouldn't expire in his yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that is reason number one, is what the Agudath Kalla explains, as to why tzaddikim should toil and be busy with the Hamoinam and their physical stuff. Okay, let's go in order here of the years. The next one should be the Imre Noyam. Here we get the limit. Okay, skip to the Imre Noyam. So Imre Noyam was a son of Reb Lezer of Jacob. His name was Reb Meir Horovitz. Was also Rebbe in Jacob. It was a tremendous tremendous Talmud Chacham, both in Nigla and in Nistah. He wrote Chuvas and Menayim, and this Torah is phenomenal. So here in Parshas Miketz, he says like this, a little Yud Gimel there, you see it on page Kuf Samach Zayin, last piece in Miketz. Pasuk says that the brothers said, Yorad Yaradnu B'tchila Lishbaroich, we went down initially to buy food. Vayiki Banu Ala Maloin, we came to the Holiday Inn. V'inei Kesef Ish B'fiyam Tachta, we found our money in the opening of our sacks. Vayyem Mekas B'chim Boilai, and they said, He said, your money came to me. Right? Yesh l'rameis remez b'zeh, says the Imrinayim. Now page Kuf Samech Ches. One can point a allusion here. Al oisano anoshim hanoisim litzadiki ador, about those people who travel to the tzadikim of each generation. L'harik aleim hashpo, so that the tzadikim can pour over to them all kinds of bounty, v'chol tuv, binyane parnos, when it comes to, especially to parnos, or whatever it is, shiduchim, children, whatever needs, we all need the tzaddik to help us with. Ach tzaddik, but what happens is that when the tzaddik talks to them about their needs, oz mefia aleihem oir ha'yira v'avedis Hashem. So what he does is he uses it as an opportunity to also inspire them with the light of all the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Hashem. Because that's really where the action is for the tzaddikim. Their real job is to guide people in the ways of Hashem and how to serve Hashem. And then the frosting on the cake is gam bakashosim minyanei olam hazeh. In addition to that, is also to help them with matters of this world. Shefa uparnosa mashpia lehem b'teirosa b'tzidkosa, through his Torah and his righteousness, he's also able to help them out with matters of this world. But the real purpose of the tzaddik's relationship with his flock is to guide them in inyanei avoda. This is what the brothers tell Yosef. We know that Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is the Tzadik, right? So the brothers come to him. So they say like this. We really came down here because we had parnosa issues there in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The stock market was down in Tel Aviv. Our main intent at the outset, when they traveled to him, they really went originally to acquire food. They really came there for the bounty, for the goodness of Parnosa and the good, all the good things of this world. That was why they went. Somebody told him this tzaddik is an expert in panos, all right? They got another tzaddik who's a shidduchim expert, and a third one is a refuah expert, right? So you got to go to where the... So Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was known that he could help anybody with a bracha for panos. When they came to their place, when they arrived at the tzaddik's home, they sensed within themselves a tremendous awakening to serve Hashem. They didn't talk to him at all about serving Hashem. They came for panusa. And here, the tzaddik all of a sudden inspired them to want to be greater Avdei Hashem. V'zehu, that's alluded to in the words, V'hine kesef ish b'fiyam tachtoi, haino, that is to say, oisen ha-tshukais. Kesef is from a language of kisufin, which is nichsef nichsafti, I yearned. Those desires, shahoya la-hatzaddik, that the tzaddik had, hanikri ish, the tzaddik is called an ish. Ish tzaddik tomim, like it says by Noach, ish tzaddik tomim. What happened is the kesef of the ish, the yearning of the tzaddik, ended up, if yam tachtayin, ended up in the mouths of our sex. It's in the place we came here thinking we came for panusa. In the meantime, what we walked away with were the yearning of the tzaddik. He inspired us with his yearning. So Yosef said to them, yeah, that's true. Yutaka will pick up from the tzaddik his yearning to serve Hashem. But don't worry. Gam kas b'chem bo'elai. your need for panosa will also be taken care of. Hainu gam chukasechem, your yearning, your desire, binyane tuva ilam hazeh, when it comes to the matters of this world, lo yipalatza, don't worry about it, it won't fall away. Kishneyam yiskayimu biyedchem, because both will be fulfilled, Torah im panosa, ukenis ba'alel. What will result will be that there will be Torah together with panosa. So Yutaka used the opportunity to come to the tzaddik because you needed money. The benefit that you got is really far greater than that, because you got a mahalach in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't worry about it, I want you to come back again. As if he's only going to come back again if he's able to provide the reason that they came, and that is that the kesef will also come to be. Gorgeous taich from the Imrinai. So that's reason number two that people come to the tzaddik for physical stuff, is because if it's just for the spiritual matters, they're not coming so quick. But if you need panosa, then you travel across the world to the tzaddik. You go to the then you go to the mekubel, right? Then if it's just for mahalach and avoid that life menach neshazish now. All right, now let's go to the Yaitav Lev. Yaitav Lev is from the, he's the Yismach Moshe's son, B'Ksil Yehuda Teitelbaum, Sakhmarov's grandfather. And it's a classic sefer here in Parshas Masai, Daf Tov Ayin Hay, in this new printing. It's the second shtickle Elamasai. Zukta the Yaitav Levose. Elamasa bene Yisrael, Vichta Moshe's Mitzahim, Lamasaim, Al Piyashem, Elamasaim, Lamitzahim. Yes, the Farish, we could explain it like this. Kiksiv Lamayle, Bepashis Kisisa. Moshe Yikachas Oil. Moshe took his tent and he put it outside of the camp. Why you call him a Vakish Hashem? Yetzal Oil Moed. Anybody who's looking for Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to the Oil Moed. With Targumai. Targum says there, he called the Tova Ulfan. Anybody who's looking for guidance, min kadom Hashem, from before Hashem, nofek lemishkan beis Ulfan. He went out to the Bismarck there. Zviyash lahavin, v'chidlay boel meisher rak. What do you mean? Targum is saying that they only came to learn. Halay